Blog Talk Radio.
Satellite Guys Radio presents another edition of Satellite Nation with your hosts, Michael, KE4EST, and Dave, Wally, HTS. We look forward to taking your calls. Do you have a comment for the show, or maybe you have a question for us? If so, we look forward to your call at 877-SAT-GUYS. That is 877-728-4897. Now here are your hosts, Michael and Dave.
Welcome to Satellite Nation.
How are we doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's rainy here today, so.
Yeah, that's the same way here. It was fine. And what's the power go out when I'm trying to do the show? The power's flickering earlier. Right now it's holding.
I'm knocking on wood for you.
Knock on wood. I'm going to knock on walnut.
Want some walnut?
Walnut wood, yeah.
So we had some stuff happen between the last show and now.
Yeah.
Biggest thing I want to talk about is, what do you think about Dish Network offering $25 billion to buy Sprint?
Yeah, that just really came out of nowhere. I was not expecting that at all. And there it was. I don't know what to think about that. We'll see. I understand Sprint's got a better network than they did, you know, years ago. Sprint Network, I hated Sprint Network. Or Sprint PCS. But it probably won't do me no good because there's no Sprint in my area, but we'll see what happens with it.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's going to be interesting to see. They have a lot of debt. They've got, gosh, like $38 billion worth of debt when they combine. It'd be a big debt load. But you never know with Charlie, so it'd be interesting to see how it plays out.
Oh, it'll be very interesting. Very interesting. What do you think about...
So, before I forget, let me correct something I said last week
about
the ground
date.
Yeah, with the SCBA. So I emailed them and was talking to them a little bit, and apparently the code change, nothing would go in effect until 2014, and they're aiming for the changes to take effect in 2017. So I guess it wouldn't even be proposed until 2014 and go into effect 2017. But apparently there's a lot to do with it because it all deals with workplace safety. So I just want to make sure that I'm clear that you should still ground your dish, if possible. Sometimes you can't, but, you know.
There's always a way to do it somehow, I'm sure, but...
Yeah, it just matters if you want to mess with it or not, really.
Half my
I think everybody's seen dishes they got struck by lightning, whether they were grounded or not grounded, you know?
What gets me is these people that don't understand why or how or if they even should be grounded, but they'll preach to you about grounding. Why do I have to ground it? You know, just being, you know, playing dumb. And well, because I don't know. You just have to. I'm like, why? You know, if you're going to preach to me and try, you know, at least know three behind it, know what to do and why to do it. And yeah, you know, but I'm glad you cleared it up, Dave, because I'm sure there was somebody out there listening going, hey, now wait a minute here. So.
Yep.
How about Satellite Guys for a minute? What do you think about, before we get, you know, just Satellite Guys, the website? Scott right now is in this thing trying to, you know, change the form software. What do you think about that?
Well, before we go to the form software, can I ask you another question about Satellite Guys that seems that got resolved today? But it seems like it was a much more widespread problem.
Talking about the My File Store thingy?
Yes, sir.
I think you got that resolved yesterday, but yeah.
Yeah, I think it's totally resolved now. And he I saw Scott posted that what he had to do to fix it, but I did a little search, and it looks like hundreds of websites running vBulletin got hit with that. So I don't know what that was all about. But,
I don't either. I don't know enough about that to really give you a comment on it. But
yeah, it was interesting. But now back to the one question. Yeah, you know, the ones vBulletin 5, but from my understanding, I think everybody that worked there that wrote all the way up to 4 all quit now. So the original development team is no longer there. I could be wrong about that.
Yeah, most of them. Yeah, the main characters
are gone.
The main characters in the show, I put it that way. Yeah, they're writing for Zen 4.0 now. Of 4.0, Zen 4.0. I had to add that no in there for some reason, but Zen 4.0, and there's a little IPB board. There's Huddler, but yeah,
I don't like vBulletin 5. But I like the, what is the other one? The Zen, is that what it's called?
Zen 4.0.
I like that. Actually, I like the biggest feature I like is when you go into the post and someone posts pictures, it shows them all to you right there. I like that a lot.
Yeah. Well, my opinion is I've always liked vBulletin. I like what they ran. And, you know, sometimes people might change or something. But, you know, as long as things are kept the same way, but, you know, guess what? They didn't. I was looking kind of forward to a few months ago, Scott was talking about upgrading, you know, upgrade to VB5, and it's always neat to see a new software. So you get a new firmware for your, you know, free air box to see what it's going to do, you know, or whatever. But once I've seen it, really, no. It's not, like Scott said on the forums, he said, he don't think it's ready for prime time, and I don't either. It's too clunky, too slow, and it's just blah. And we stay with what we got now. I love the way it looks now, but we're going to have problems, you know, with IE and stuff, you know, Internet Explorer. So, what do you do, you know? And I've looked at the IPB, like DBS Talk is running, and yeah, I don't like that either, so. My opinion is, you know, I mean, it's my opinion. It's time to move on and go to Zen 4.0, but that may not be the best out there. I don't know. I mean, that's what Scott's presenting, what I've seen so far. But my take on it, some people say, well, let's just stay at 4.2, you know, the vBulletin, or vBulletin. But, yeah, but, you know, we can stay with that for how many years before, you know, we're so outdated and everybody else is way ahead of us. And it's like people want to stay back with Windows 98 maybe, or Windows XP because they like it so well, and they don't want to upgrade because they don't like Windows 7 and they don't like Windows 8. Well, eventually if you use it, you know, if you're just a casual user, use your computer, check email, you know, whatever, using it for analogy, yeah, you're probably okay for a while. But if you use it a lot, like Sally guys use a lot, and it's in the public, eventually you're going to have stuff that ain't going to work right with it. Plugins ain't going to work, this ain't going to work, and you're going to have to upgrade. So my now
we got a caller.
Oh, good.
Oh, my God. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. Scott, how you doing?
Hi, Scott.
How you doing, Scott?
All right. What a week it's been.
Oh, yeah.
I can imagine.
I can explain to you more about what was going on with that and what you had to fix it.
Oh, that was a mess, and, you know, I hired a security company that specializes in removing that type of stuff, and they couldn't even get rid of it.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And,
you fixed it yourself.
Now, we believe we were infected many, many months ago, but now they just activated it.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, all fixed now, thank God, but... it was a pain.
I can imagine. So how did they think it got, did it come out in a plug-in or something? And I saw that they were hiding it in base code, which is nice of them, wasn't it?
Yeah, it came in, basically they logged in, I don't know if they used a keylogger or something like that, and got one of the staff members' passwords and logged into the admin control panel. and added a plug-in, and that plug-in basically allowed them to do whatever they wanted to redeploy back out again.
What, me?
No, I know who it is. He changed his password. And, but it's happening to literally hundreds of boards right now.
Yeah, we've seen
so
that.
I've been going around different admin forums helping people get rid of it. So it's been fun, but for like 4 or 5 days there, I was almost near tears because I couldn't figure out what was going on.
Oh, I bet. If I got your baby, I'd be the same way.
And, you know, and people are complaining about it, and, you know, I'm working on it as hard as I can, and it's like there was nothing in the source code or in the database or anything like that that had a web address, that had a URL. It was basically hidden in a Base64 encoded URL, but they were smart and they put the Base64 in there so it didn't look like a Base64. They hid parts of it and then they added it all together and you got the sum of the full Base64.
I wonder what their purpose was. I wonder if they were dropping cookies when you went to the file site.
No, the file guys didn't know anything about it and immediately suspended the page of the people who were trying to, you know, get the file out there. So, you know, the My File Store guys, even though why they're considered, you know, the bad guys in this, they're actually just an intermediary. It's just like any other file hosting site. It's just the way these guys put a link to it. So they were kind
of stuck
in the middle.
Well, that was sure nice of them,
wasn't it? Yep. So that was fun. And then, you know, right before that happened, I started working on the new software that you guys have been talking about.
Yeah.
Just because the status of vBulletin is, I personally don't think the company's going to be around by the end of the year.
I don't know. I've always loved vBulletin, but, you know, things change.
Yeah. Most of the people left for Zen4o, and vBulletin sued Zen4o and then actually lost in court a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And support from vBulletin is near impossible. So you go over there and say, hey, your editor does not work with the new Internet Explorer 10, and they say, upgrade to vBulletin 5.
Yeah.
And vBulletin 5 is not an upgrade.
Nope.
When you upgrade software, you're supposed to get a bunch of new features and bells and whistles, not lose a bunch of things. And
exactly.
That's essentially what happens when you go to 5. And even if you go to vBulletin's own website and try using it there, it takes about 7 seconds on the fastest internet connection to download one page.
Wow.
A search over there takes anywhere from 30 seconds to a minute and a half before you get any results back.
That's ridiculous.
It's not ready for prime time. They just pumped
it
out because they need the money. It was a money grab.
Right.
You know, everybody update your license now for $149 to be able to 5, and then we won't charge you the $399 when it comes out.
Exactly.
Because it never will.
But the vBulletin support has gotten terrible. As you know, we run FormRunner, which is our iPhone and Android client.
Right.
And I kept getting email notices saying, your plugin is out of date. Go download the newest plugin. So I'd go to the website and to click on the download the plugin, it would say, what version of vBulletin you're running? We're running 4.2, so I click on 4.2. And there'd be no, it would take you to another page, and there'd be no place to download the plugin in there.
Nope.
So, you know, finally I wrote on tech support on their support page over at the Forum Runner site and said, hey, every time I click on a link, there's no link here to download the new plugin. How do I get the new plugin? About 2 weeks went by and nobody replied to it. So I wrote another, you know, I bumped the thread and said, hey, what's going on here? And I even included a picture saying, look, I log in, I select 4.2, and look, there's no place to download the plug-in. So tech support writes me back and says, you know, something stupid. You clear your cache and try again type of thing.
It's a wonder we didn't see Scott in the rest report somewhere on TV.
I said, it doesn't have nothing to do with my cache. It's not in there. The rest of the back saying, yes, it is. I said, where in the picture do you see it? So then another week goes by, he doesn't reply to me. So finally I go over to vBulletin, the main vBulletin site, because vBulletin purchased Forum Runner. And
yep.
Forum Runner is actually built into vBulletin 4 now. When you download vBulletin and upload it, it's got the Forum Runner already pre-installed. So I went over there and said, hey, I've been trying to get support from the Forum Runner site, and nobody's answering my questions there. How do I download this plugin? They keep saying there's no plugin there. So I got a snotty answer back saying, you don't need the plugin, it's built into vBulletin, and then they closed my thread. So I opened up another thread and I said, no, you're misunderstanding me. It says I need to update my plugin. And how do I update the plugin? And I posted the picture there and I said, I posted this at the Forum Runner site and I got no support. And then they wrote back and closed the thread saying, we do not support Forum Runner here. Go to the Forum Runner site. So then I started another thread. I said, how can you say you don't support Forum Runner when, number one, you own that product. Number two, it's built in the vBulletin. I said, if I go and buy a car and my car stereo breaks that came with the car, I don't call up Sony and say, hey, my stereo isn't working. I bring it back to the dealer and have them fix it.
Exactly.
I purchased vBulletin from you. You guys support your product.
All
next
right.
thing I knew, I was banned from the vBulletin support site. They banned me for a week.
Yep.
But the story gets more fun than that. So while
I've already heard this one, Dave.
I haven't heard this part.
Yeah, let Scott tell you, I've forgot about this.
So while I'm banned for asking, you know, if I log in, it says you are banned because we are not a Forum Runner support site. While I'm banned that week, they opened up, guess what they opened up on the vBulletin support site? A Forum Runner support forum. I don't know. But the big issue we're having now is IE10. It's being pushed out to everybody.
Yep.
And you can't use the editor with it.
Right.
And everybody's saying, you know, you need to upgrade the vBulletin 4.2 to support the new editor. So IE10 works correctly with it. And they keep on saying, no, upgrade the, yeah, go to VB5. And the other thing, it doesn't really affect us too much, but it will over time, is... it doesn't work with newer versions of PHP and MySQL.
Oh.
So as we keep upgrading our site to patch holes and bugs and security fixes and stuff like that, up, you know, updating the back end,
yep.
the software isn't going to work anymore.
Exactly. You're going to get so many patches on top of patches, it's going to crash. And you don't want that.
Right. So that's the reason why I said, okay, guys, I think I need to do something here. And
I'm with
so
you.
That's the reason, you know, and no matter what we move to, if we move to Xen or we move to vBulletin 5, a lot of the features that people like, such as filtering out forms they don't want to see, and doing additional items, do not work on vBulletin 5 or Xen. So, you know, that's a pain for everybody. So. We have a current poll going in the pub member area, and we also have links to where we set up an actual Xen server and an actual vBulletin 5 server so people could test them out and see which one they like better. And the way it's going right now, it looks like we're going to keep running the current version. Yeah, we're going to probably keep running the current version of vBulletin for a little while longer.
Yeah.
Because now over at the vBulletin site, they're starting to get a lot of people pissed off at them.
Yep.
And they're saying, okay, not in the 4.1 release, 4.2.1 release, but 4.2.2, we'll try fixing that, but we don't know when that's going to come out.
Yeah.
So that's some movement from them finally, but how long is it going to take them to implement it? Because the last
yep.
official release of vBulletin in the 4.2 series has been over a year ago.
Yeah.
So
how long is it going to last before you're just going to have to do something, you know?
Right, and so people really start complaining that they can't type messages in, because the big problem with IE10 is you log in, You go to type a message and you can't hit enter. It doesn't bring you to a new line.
Yep.
Or if you want to post photos, you can't post photos without E10.
It's
you can upload images.
It's not just V-Bulletin. It's my wife's taking classes in college at a local college. She's doing online stuff, and they've got like a little, their little forum thing, and their little, it's not a forum, but it's, I mean, it's got a forum software built into it, but it's like where you upload your tests or your work or whatever and stuff, and it won't do IE10. You have to go back to the old one, or you can, and then one thing, you can, a certain version of Firefox won't work, and I'm like, what is going on here? And she said, I can't use IE10 to whatever, and I said, yeah, I said, we're having the same problem with satellite guys. I said, I don't know what's going on with that.
And it's just a mess. And actually, I don't even consider them competition anymore, but DBS Talk moved away from V-Bulletin on Sunday. They moved to a piece of software called Envision Power Board.
Yeah, I've seen
and,
that.
I looked at Envision Power Board and looked at Zen and compared the features side by side, and Envision Power Board is a lot slower than Zen.
Yeah.
And the SEO, the search engine optimization functions in it,
yeah,
are not as good as Zen. And when you're a big boy like us, the SEO means a lot.
Right. That's why I wonder, can it handle the traffic?
Well, they don't really have much traffic over there, so it's good for them.
No, I mean, and for us. I mean, I don't think IPB would handle it, you know.
But Zen is supposed to be good. And if we did move to it, it would probably be like the second or third largest board on Zen.
Yeah.
And
I've been looking over there.
It's starting to take off. They won the lawsuit, so now they're back into developing full time. They came up with a new version about 2 weeks ago, which was basically bug fixes for stuff in there. But just supposedly having a new 1.2 version coming out in the near future, which is supposed to knock everybody's socks off. So we already paid for the license. We're gonna keep watching it and keep an eye out for it. And when the time is right, we'll make the move.
Yeah.
Unless V-Bulletin gets their act together, but you know
right.
The way they're going lately, it doesn't look too likely.
Well, that's my feelings on it. Like I said, a little thing I made in the forum. If you love Windows 98 or Windows XP, you can't stay with it forever. You got to move forward at some point.
You know, and I like V-Bulletin. It's been good for us. I just can't let it decay while new browsers and new technologies to keep us secure are coming out and they don't support them.
Right. At some point, you got to move forward, and if the next version ain't right for you, you might have to move on to a different platform, you know. That's what it's looking like. If they don't get tracked together, they're going to have to move to something different.
Yeah. And then, you know, moving to a new platform is not an easy thing.
Oh, I can imagine not. It's going to be a 6-month thing to get it.
Oh, no, I wouldn't expect it that long. I'm the kind of person who, when he puts it in, he likes fixing everything to make everybody happy as quickly as possible.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the 99% of it, but still that 1% is going to take a few months to get everything just, you know, then you'll be fine. That's what I'm saying. No, I wouldn't.
Right. Like on V-Bulletin, private messages are called private messages.
Yeah.
On Zen, it's called notifications.
Yep. Same
and
with announcements. They're different. Announcements are all different.
Yeah. So there are differences in them. And one of the interesting things I saw with playing with V-Bulletin 5 and Zen is that V-Bulletin 5 stole some stuff from Zen because they thought it was a good idea.
Yeah.
For example, in V-Bulletin 5 and Zen, instead of the forums being called forums, they're called nodes.
Yep.
And V-Bulletin decided to rename its forums nodes.
Last few days I've been going through the administration stuff on Zen, and I've been working on new Skinner like over Brew Crew, just trying to see what I can do and see. And it's a whole different world than V-Bulletin or VB4 anyway. It's everything's different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what is it? Oh, yeah, okay, that's what that is. I have to go over to their help site and go, oh, yeah, that's what that is. And
I've been doing that a lot.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm sure you have too. And some pictures we've got here, satellite guys, I'm like, can we do that over here? Oh yeah, you can do that. You just got to get a plug-in for something already made, or you got to, you know, modify some code and make it work. Yeah, okay.
The two major things that I really want it to do that it currently does not do is, number one, be able to filter out forums that people don't want to see.
I know, I searched for that. I couldn't find it either.
You know, free-to-air guys don't want to see Dish Network and DirecTV. DirecTV
right.
guys don't want to see Dish Network, and Dish Network
yep.
guys don't want to see DirecTV.
Right.
And with our current software, you can go in and say, I just want to see these forums, and those are the only forums you see, which is nice.
Yeah.
Doesn't support that yet. The other thing it doesn't support is email importing. Currently with the Dish Network uplink report, the way it works is basically my uplink machine downstairs, which is always watching the Dish Network signal, when it detects a change, it notes the changes, and then emails those changes into the server.
Right.
Now, I set the server so that every 5 minutes, it checks to see if there's new email in that email box, and if there is an email, then it posts it to the site. And that's how we have the automatic uplink reports. And I haven't found anything that automatically imports from an email box on Zen or on Vbolt 5 as of yet.
Yeah. I don't look into that.
Yeah.
I know the other thing I was actually looking at to see if I could figure a way to do it on the other side and say, hey, Scott, I figured it out. We can do it. But, yeah, that part I've not looked at. No.
Yeah, so that's the fun week I've been having. And you know, it started with working on the Zen stuff, and I wanted to set it up so that way it would give people a general feeling of how it was going to look and run.
Yeah.
And then this other thing with the redirect started happening. And people were reporting this redirect, and for the first three or four days, I didn't know what the hell they were talking about.
Yeah, and I wasn't seeing it at all myself because I've got bookmarks or whatever. And of course, satellite guys on my home page, of course, I guess being staff, whatever, just go right there, and I didn't. And when you said in there,
computer one every time I got it, because it always went through Google. Exactly. That's when you got it.
Dave was breaking it pretty bad, but people were saying, you know, every time I open up a satellite guy's bookmark in Google, I get redirected somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I kept saying, what the hell's a bookmark at Google?
Yeah. And I wasn't seeing that. You said something about, here, go and try this. And I was like, wow, okay. It's doing it for me, too. That's
how I found it. I actually went to search for something and then finally got redirected. It was, you know, it wasn't clear from people how they were getting redirected. And then I finally found it, and I said, oh, my God, we got a problem here. And I felt bad about it, too, because I told people to check their computers and everything else because
uh-huh.
it ain't happening to me, and I've tried this on many different machines. And
yeah.
I felt bad that I made people spend all the time checking their machines and scanning them and reloading stuff.
Yeah, it wasn't them. Hey, we all make mistakes, Scott, you know.
So
I'm just glad you got it straightened out. I'm glad you got it fixed, and you actually, you know, what's notable is you got it fixed. You know, you're paying these guys fixing, you fix it yourself. They couldn't even figure it out. That's how dedicated you
company,
are.
The security company couldn't figure it out. I had to teach them how to figure it out.
Yeah, that's how dedicated you are, you know, to the side. People take it for granted sometimes, you know, because you got a family, you got kids, you've got a regular job. You don't sit at home all day. You got a regular job, you know, and then you got salary guys to deal with, and you should be noted for that.
It wasn't a fun week. It was not fun. The last 2 weeks have not been fun at all for me. And
maybe you'll get some
I'm just happy
now.
That it works again. And, you know, everything's back. The traffic's back. And that's a great thing, you know. When you run a forum, people can't get to your forum, and they go somewhere else. That's a bad thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm glad we got that done. But hey, it's been a great week for free to air, especially with all the happenings in Boston this week.
With what?
The KU was lit up all across the dial on Monday night with lots of feeds from Boston. Every camera up there.
Oh, yeah. C-band, too, was everywhere. I mean, really. I mean, if you want to find something, that you can find something just about every satellite. Not every one of them, but, you know.
Dave was saying something, but he's underwater.
Oh, no, I was just saying, I was on 85, and it was lit up that night.
Yeah. You're still underwater a little bit, Dave. You've got bubbles coming out of your mouth.
Oh, do I?
Dave, are you, are you going through the computer?
You know.
Dave, are you on
No, I'm calling in on the phone.
Are you on a cell phone?
Mm-mm.
What was
I'm
that?
I'm a good old Polycom.
Are you on
Am
cell phone? He's a baby.
A little bit. You were before, but not too bad now.
How
one
about
of the funny
mom
things
this week?
Was. Yeah, I know that song. Anyways, one of the interesting things about one of the Boston stations that was uplinked on Monday was it looked like they were getting it from a DirecTV receiver because every once in a while the guy would hit the guide button or change the channel and change it back real quick and you see the DirecTV logo pop up there.
Yeah. That's always, I've done the same thing watching the Dish Network thing pop up. I'm like, wait a minute. It's always interesting to see that.
And it's kind of funny. On Friday, we were actually, me and my family, because my kids are on vacation from school this week. And I, you know, work all week, so I took Friday off from work, and we're supposed to go up to Boston on Friday.
Wow.
But needless to say, we probably aren't going to Boston, and now we're thinking about going to New York, but my wife is kind of maybe not in New York, because my son just went there like last weekend, and you know, so we're trying to figure out something to do fun on Friday since the kids had all these off and I've been away, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just save all your money for on you.
It was funny, on Monday, after this thing happened in Boston, you know, I just signed my paperwork to take the day off on Friday in the office. And we're talking, and he's like, well, so where are you going? I was like, yeah, I think we're going to Boston. And then my phone beeps with the news that a bomb exploded in Boston. And, you know, killed a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the message. I said, well, I think I'm going to cross Boston off the list right now.
Yeah.
He's like, why? He's like, why? I said, I just got a text saying that Boston blew up. And I turned the TV on. And he's like, yeah, I wouldn't be going near myself anytime soon.
Wow.
They're going to get this guy, though. I'm pretty sure of it.
Yeah, that stuff happened.
Oh, yeah.
It was right next door to you, wasn't it, Scott?
Newtown,
and then now we got Boston.
Yeah, we got New York, a little wedge right in the middle there. Between all three of them.
Wow.
So, no problems here in Connecticut. On Saturday, they had the big parade for the UConn Huskies women's team, who won the national championship this year again. And they had about 100,000 people
come
to the parade,
I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100,000 people showed up, and not a single problem except for the Huskies arriving an hour late for their own parade. But what are you going to do?
Oh, yeah. Well, what about Antic G1 going up in space?
That was a really nice-looking launch, but it was kind of weird because they counted, you know, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then it sat there for like 4 seconds doing nothing, and I'm like, someone forgot to light the fuse.
I was sitting there going, I watched the replay, I didn't watch it live, but what's going on here? Because I didn't see any news on all that. I just went and watched the replay, and I must have missed something here. Something's going to happen, or they're going to cancel it.
Yeah, I think it was supposed to launch before that, because they kept showing videos. You know, like, today is Friday, and it's going to be a great day, because, of, you know, with Anik G1 going up today, and like Friday, Monday, something must have happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a nice
launch
once it took off. But as I say, it sat there in the launch pad doing nothing for a good 3-4 seconds before you saw it ignition.
Yeah, I seen it on replay. And I hadn't even seen any news or anything. I hadn't even, you know, seen anybody on the podcast talk about it. I actually watched it, and I'm like, oh, what did I miss here? I'm probably a stupid idiot for not catching something here. And then I said, oh, there it goes, okay.
But it was a good launch, and everything went well with it, so that's some good news. I guess Shaw is going to use that for their service up in Canada.
Yeah.
And it appears that the signal's not going to reach it down below the border, which is going to make some people unhappy. So what are you going to do?
Get a bigger dish.
Yeah, I should be within the thing, but I don't really. I used to have an ExpressView subscription, but I let that go a long time ago.
Yeah. Oh, I think Michael dropped off, actually. I wonder what happened there.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think in Kentucky, I'd have to have a 6-foot dish to get that.
It was funny. I actually went to ESPN with my buddy John. He does all their DBS satellite work over at ESPN because they use the DBS satellites to have the signal going out and coming back in. We had to go over there one day to put in a new dish for ExpressView because they need to check out TSN, which they own, and do some broadcast from right there in Bristol. So if you drive by ESPN and look on the front of the building, in the middle building, look to the right, you'll see three dishes there. You see DirecTV dish, a Dish Network dish, and now an ExpressView dish. And I was there when ExpressView dish went in.
And that, because where, now hold on, ESPN's where in Connecticut? Is it Bristol, Connecticut,
Bristol,
where they're headquartered?
Yep. Bristol,
okay,
about 10 minutes away. Yep.
Gotcha. And that started with like four guys and a or two guys doing a talk show or something like that.
I was actually there when ESPN started, before it was ESPN. Basically, there was a public access station that was required by law back then, and two guys, Bill and I forget the other guy's name, would come in and do a sports talk show and talk about what happened in sports. They'd also show clips. The highlights of what happened in sports. And the show became really, really popular. And at that time, the cable system only had 13 channels on it. Actually, all 13 channels weren't being used. There were like four or five channels just showing like school lunch menus and stuff like that. And the big problem was people liked the sports show, but these guys were using so much studio time that the churches and other civic groups couldn't get in there and make their own shows. These guys were hogging all the studio time. So the manager of United Cable Television in Plainville one day said, I don't know what to do with these guys. I don't want to kick them out. So I got to come up with an idea for them. And so he said, I'm going to sleep on it for the weekend and see what I come up with. So Monday morning he came in with and pulled the guys away to the side and said, I need to talk to you guys. It's like, you guys do a great job. I don't want to scare you away here. But you're using up too much time and nobody else can do their show. He goes, what I'd like to offer you is we've got 13 channels here, and we'd like to rent you one channel so that way you can do your sports stuff and have your full access to everything, you know, make your own studios. And the other guy said, I got a friend at Getty who would pay for us to get the equipment and stuff. And so they went to the guy at Getty, and the guy at Getty said, hey, yeah, we'll do that. And ESPN was born.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I was actually there for that, for the birth of ESPN.
That's
and,
so cool.
I've seen you said something on the forums before about that.
Yeah. It's
been a while ago.
If you ever drive by 319 Cook Street in Plainville, Connecticut, it will say that it's a company that makes nuts and washers now called Will Bryant Industries. But in that building is the birthplace of ESPN.
Wow. I've still not got ARRL headquarters.
ARRL headquarters is about a mile down the street from me, right on Main Street.
I've still not got there. And I've been a ham for over 20 years.
I've never been there myself. Well, speaking of ham stuff, I'm going to be going to the Big Dayton Hamvention in May.
Oh, wow.
And so if any Satellite Guys members want to get together one night, just say hi or go grab some wings somewhere, let me know, because I'll be in town. It's my first time going to the Hamvention, and
you're
going to
love it.
I'm not planning on buying anything, but I'm sure I'll come back with a bunch of crap I don't need.
You're planning on staying a couple days, right, or 3 days.
You
plan on staying 2 or 3 days, right?
Yeah, we're going up, I believe we're going up on Thursday night. And then staying there and come back on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, because you're not going to go through that in one day. I can tell you that right now. It's going to take you, and if you see something that's, you know, like a used thing or something you can't buy brand new and something, hey, you know, it's used or and you kind of like it, and kind of, you better buy it then, because you say, I'll come back. For one, you might not get back by that booth because it's so big, and if you do get back by it, it's going to be gone. So if you want it, you better get it then. I'm dead serious. I've done it so many times at ham fests and ham ventions that if you're kind of going, I don't know, go ahead and get it. If you, I don't know, later, you can always resell it yourself, you know, on eBay or something, but or another ham fest. But go ahead and get it because, I really want that now. Go back, it's going to be gone.
Yeah. I'll probably see more people from the ARRL down there than I do, you know, living less than a mile away from the place.
Yeah. I've got to get up there
really,
one. One of these
really
days, we can get up there
them,
and I'll bring the family out to.
We're
just,
it's really weird having them here in the state, you know, especially right down the street. And they really do not offer anything ham radio related in Connecticut. If you want to, you know, go learn about ham radio, if you want to take a test, you got to go to New York.
Yeah.
I don't really understand why there's nothing in Connecticut.
Yeah, that's just, I mean, that's where the headquarters is, and it's kind of a, I guess, I don't know if you get, not political like, you know, president and governors, but it's kind of a, it's kind of silly. It's a stupid thing. It's, that's where our headquarters is, and that's kind of where, well, that's where I'm at, so I'm going to stay here. But, you know, they don't promote anything around, but they all promote it, you know, remotely. They get the magazine you can get, and they get the, you know, once you pay their dues to be a member every year, but they don't promote anything locally. And but then in the magazine, everything else, they want you to do all, you know, the field days and all this stuff and all the contests and all this things, and I'm like, that, it's, that just makes no sense to me.
Yeah,
now, it
used
to be, it used to be that way, but now it's the one that's running it over there. Is just, it's crazy. I'd still like to go see it, though, you know, but it's not like it, what it used to be.
I'd love to find a group of people where I can go meet with them, learn more about ham radio, see equipment, learn what's good, what's not good, and then, you know, go and get my license. But there's nobody around here that does that. It's really aggravating.
Well, you got my number. Anytime you want to talk about that, I can fill in all that. I've been doing it for 20 years now. So, and I was just on the radio talking up to about 15 minutes, 10 minutes before the show, and the guy says, and he's supposedly going to be listening in, and he says, don't you guys go do your show? And I said, yeah, I better get off and get ready for the show. And they're yakking to him on the radio.
Yeah, I'm really shocked that the headquarters is here, but there's no kind of ham radio movement at all.
Well, that's exactly what I've not been up there, but that's what I've heard.
I want to get my license. I had to go up to New York. What the hell? The freaking place is down the street.
Yeah, I know. They should, and they used to, Scott. They used to offer test sessions right there every 3 months, and actually, like every 1 month. And then 3 months now, it's like, no, we don't do that here.
Yep.
But they do test stations. You know, you go to a test station, and you got what they call VECs, volunteer coordinators, that give the test, and they got to pay money. You know, you pay, you know, $12, $15 to take your test. Where you pass or fail, it's that money's gone. And that money goes to ARRL in Connecticut. That's not getting into politics, but that's what I think it's about.
I drive by W1AW every morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when I was a kid, that was a place I wanted to go see, you know. I still want to go there, but it's not on the priority list anymore. It's like, yeah, what happened to that place, you know?
It should be on your priority list, and you can come by and fix my friggin' C-band dish.
Oh, it's on the priority list, cause I told Crystal, I said, when do you go up to Connecticut for a vacation? She goes, why would we want to go up there? I'm like, 'cause Scott lives there. But, you know, she's not into all the satellite thing and whatever and stuff. So it's like,
just like my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my wife.
She'll actually get on satellite guys, though, sometimes. Once in a while, you know, because she's a big Facebook, you know, freak, you know. And I say, it's like Facebook. It's a social media site. Get on there and... And then you got people argue with me that Satellite Guys is not social media. Yes, it is.
Social media before there was a Facebook.
Exactly. It may not be the drama, everybody telling you what they ate for lunch and when they go to the bathroom, but It's social media. It's social, you know, website.
Well, I'm sure if you ask some of the members, they'd tell you, but I don't really want to know.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, guys, if you're listening out there, give us a call in, 877-SAT-GUYS.
And, oh, hold on, let's click the play button.
Waiting for the click.
There we go.
Oh, yeah?
Is it not
going
playing?
On? Why don't I hear it? I done pushed it 18 seconds ago. Now 18 seconds went up.
Oh, because I had to play at the same time?
Maybe it was what it was. I'm actually in front of the computers now. Hit it again, Dave, and see what happens.
Nope, not hitting it at all. 877-SAT-GUYS is the number.
Yeah, exactly.
877-728.
Was it 4297, I believe? 4897. Yeah.
And it's not Sat Guys, it's Sat Guys.
Wow, why is it not working? I didn't push the other one. I had the new Satellite Nation intro. It's not
working either. I heard the intro.
Yeah, at the first of the show, but
yep.
It's not working now. I just pushed again to see if it'd work. But no, it's not working either. It's saying it's working, but it's not.
Yeah. Blog Talk Radio is not perfect, I can tell you that.
Yeah, that's true. Some more callers. Okay, you know, we've been yakking for 45 minutes. Let's get some callers in here. We'll go over for a little bit if we need to.
Yep, and no big surprise to me, the big deal on Sprint and Dish.
Yeah,
a lot of people
were
surprised
by
the news. I've been talking about that for 2 years now, saying that Dish and Sprint are going to partner somewhere down the line. And I've even said, and this was almost 3 years ago, I said, if they get together, they're going to make it so that Dish can pick up the 4G signal, and then they're going to multicast stuff to the house.
Yeah. I just didn't think it was going to happen. Like I told Dave first, I was like, nah, just out of nowhere. I didn't. I think he posted in the forum. I was like, what? Scott's been talking about it. It's been, wham.
Yeah, the way I explained it almost 3 years ago now is identical to how they explained it, to how it's all going to work when they announced it. I was kind of like, geez, did I predict the future or what?
Yeah. Well, and I think they will. They probably will.
It's going to get interesting. I think you're going to see more bids for Sprint, and it's going to push this network's price up.
Yeah. That's exactly what's going to happen.
And then we got the whole Aereo thing going on. With
the what?
TV the Aereo service.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's going on with that? Has there been a change in has there been progress in the case, or?
The progress of the case was a couple weeks ago, Aereo won, and it was voted by the courts by, I think it was a judge panel of 5, unanimously that it was legal.
Yeah.
The judges said that the people are just renting an antenna.
Yeah, that's what I read.
And you put an antenna
oh,
up
man.
And it's no different than you going to your aunt's house, put an antenna on the roof, and hooking up a sling box to it.
That's right. I agree
and
with
it's only
that.
Valid for one person at a time, so it's not violating any copyrights. It's a person-to-person communication, you know.
Yeah.
And so they voted it legal. So now the networks are saying they're going to pull all our signals off over the air.
Hmm.
Now, number one, they can't do that.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, now there's talk that, well, they're going to down-res the video and put advertisements on the screen, so that way the picture of the show you're watching is in the middle, and you're going to have advertisements on the screen, and if you want to watch it full screen and full resolution, then you're going to have to need cable or satellite for the company that's paying them for retransmission fees to see it in the full, glorious, you know, full picture.
All right.
And I don't know about you, but I just say, personally, I watch it in the box on TV with the ads around it. You know, if I'm watching sports or something like that, I'm not even really watching the game most of the time. I'm looking at my laptop.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you hear somebody got a hit, and you look up at the screen, and, you know, you see them run the bases, possibly score, but then after that, you're back to looking at the laptop again.
It's the same way in NASCAR. I watch NASCAR. I do the same thing.
Yeah, I'm listening more than I'm watching.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And I wonder what the affiliates think of this.
I don't think they care. They're just.
Well, the affiliates are the ones going to be losing out here because people are going to be turning them up.
Right.
And that's the thing I really don't get about the entire
it's
site.
It's almost like they don't care.
Like,
but, I mean, hello.
Yeah. Company like Aereo is bringing the signal to people in that area who can't get it via over-the-air antenna at their own house.
Right.
It's giving that local station more viewers without costing that station a single cent more for bringing that signal out to the person.
Exactly.
But I guess they don't care about ratings anymore. They want that retransmission agreement where they're getting paid.
Right. That's what it boils down to.
Poor customer, whether the customer watches that channel or don't watch that channel.
Yeah. Dave, is there anything going on 4D TV anymore that's going to change anything, or did you know of?
Not really. You know, they're doing
or anything
platform
like that,
upgrade. Or... They're changing. You know,
yeah,
with Blue Stars and a few other things.
I've seen that. It's just going on.
Other than that, not really.
Not nothing crazy.
Seems like it's slowly going away. That's about it.
That's what Crystal was asking about the other day. I said, yeah. I said it's. She goes, what does all that mean? I said, well, you know, you got to. If you want Discovery Channel or say you want Nat Geo, you've got to, you can't just cop Dish Network or DirecTV and say, I want that channel. That's what I want. You've got to go with a certain package. And she goes, why? I said, because, you know, it's all a bunch of bureaucracy, but, you know, to get a certain package, you got to pay for this channel and all these channels that you don't even watch. And
yeah,
why don't
they
just do it where you can't only get one channel if you want to pay for it? I said, yeah, that's what I'm outside, guy said.
You want ESPN, you got to take Disney Channel, you got to take SoapNet, you got to take Women's Entertainment, you got to take all these different channels.
Yeah,
in order
exactly.
to get one channel you want.
And you don't care anything about Disney, but you got to get, you know. And I think that's, I mean, it might not be tomorrow or this year or next year, but eventually that's going to fall through. It's going to change,
well,
you know, with the way the Internet's going and stuff, Netflix and Amazon Prime, you know, and all that stuff. It's eventually going to, something's going to change.
It's already happening. I mean, last Sunday they had WrestleMania, the pay-per-view, the big wrestling show of the year.
Yeah.
And if you search for WrestleMania on that Sunday when it aired, all you got was links to where you could watch it.
Yeah.
You know, the Pirates are going to win.
Yeah.
And
you're exactly right.
I mean... I literally found over 120 places to watch the show on Sunday.
That's
wow.
crazy.
Mm-hmm, for free.
Yeah.
And some of them claiming that they had full HD quality. Now, how do you stop that?
You ain't. I mean, just be honest about it.
I mean, you get one person with a box and a computer that does the encoding, and you set it on multicast, so that way he's only sending out one stream, but anybody accessing it is accessing it. And
right.
boom. Now you're a broadcaster.
Exactly.
And I was at Hooters watching it, and I had my laptop. And I actually clicked on a couple of them when in Hooters. And, you know, they weren't even in America, some of these people, because it had the... In the corner ahead was the satellite provider.
Yeah.
And there was Sky. There was one from Brazil. There was Bell. And, copyright law means nothing to these guys.
Yeah.
So I think it's personally better for the broadcasters to work with...
The Satellite Guys radio phone lines are now open to take your comments and questions. Call us toll-free at 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897.
Someone fixed the button there.
Yeah, sorry, Scott. I actually got to finally work. I've been messing with the stupid thing. I refreshed it.
It's working now.
Yeah, it's working now. It's probably more callers tonight. Maybe they
don't. People want to hear me talk about forum software, I'm sure.
Yeah, but Scott's on. I get Scott's on. We're going to sit back and listen. The king is King's on board, so hush.
Well, I figured I'd call in and tell you exactly what's going on.
Yeah, and we're glad you called in. And other people, you can call in anytime. You know, just call Scott's on here. Just call in. And comments, questions, whatever. And we're going on 9 o'clock, but we'll run over for a few minutes, you know, here. Just call in. I mean, last week we had a bunch of callers. I know we got a bunch of listeners, so.
Oh, you know one thing I got on my sheet here? Scott, did you see this? That Echo Star signed a deal with, who was it here? Some company. To distribute movies into the movie theater.
Yeah, Deluxe and Disney.
Yeah, Deluxe. Okay. Yep. Let's see. So that's kind of cool.
That's the... Really, the future where it's going, instead of sending a movie theater a film, which I know it's going away really quick with the digital stuff, but now they don't have to send hard drives. So what's happening now is they actually, for each movie, I guess they send two hard drives out, one to play and one just as a backup in case one hard drive dies. And then you plug it into the big Barco projector and you got a movie. But pretty soon you'll just be able to download them, you know, from satellite.
Right. Well, my question is, are they already doing it? Or are they going to do it where you can just say you're on a movie theater and, you know, you say you got a fiber connection and you whatever,
connection is too expensive for a movie theater and also too slow.
Well, I mean, beforehand. You download it, you know, beforehand, but can they just upload you the movie instead of, you know, sending you an actual movie or hard drive?
It would be a lot more efficient to send it over satellite.
Right. Well, I mean, we're over satellite, but so that's what they're...
And it's secure, it's 4K, that looks like where the future's at. There's one movie theater now that sends out special events over satellite. And I can't remember the name of them, but they do different plays and Broadway stuff and operas and stuff like that. And the funny thing about it is, if you're a free-to-air person, when they do these special events, I think it's Landmark Theaters, maybe. But when they do
that
these special
familiar.
Events, they're all in the clear up there for the free-to-air guys. So, like, a couple months ago, there was a Heart concert that they were advertising at the local movie theater. And I saw where they broadcasted before at, the coordinates, and I tuned in, and sure enough, there was the Heart concert, same time I was there at the movie theater.
I think that's the one I recorded off Micro HD. I didn't realize that's what that was for, but I found it and recorded it.
And I actually talked to the guy at the theater about it. I said, you know those going out in the clear, don't you? And he goes, yeah, they know what's going out in the clear, too. He says, but you got to understand, in the movie business, you got a bunch of 17, 18-year-old kids running the projectors, and they don't want to fussle with a bunch of equipment. So if you just tell them, tune to this channel and leave it there.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was meaning. I mean, I said fiber, but that's what I was getting at. I mean, you would think that they would get, the old school, they send out the road reel and blah, 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 but they'd mail all these copies of. You would think they just have it set up where the movie theater can just download it straight from the satellite or whatever, and
well,
you know,
going
instead
to be
of
out that Deluxe deal, that Echo Star Deluxe.
Yeah. Not meeting
right
over here.
Also, Dish got today. A new high-definition channel. They got
Sundance
HD. That's what it was.
Yeah.
The final channel from Cablevision.
Yeah.
Rainbow.
It went live today about 3:45, 3:50 Eastern.
Yeah. And my theory on why it just got turned on now is because it's been reading the trade papers. Cablevision finally got paid last week for the Boom trial. They got the $724 million from Dish. And I guess the check cleared, so they kind of gave him the last show on the...
Yeah, you're probably right. Probably not probably, but I'd say you're real close being right.
I that's the only reason I can say why they waited this long to turn them out. Okay, check here, let them turn around. Okay. no other callers tonight. Too bad, we're not surprised to get away.
Yeah,
no callers tonight. That's
that's just crazy. Well, hey, it'll happen though. It'll come and go.
You guys didn't broadcast on Satellite Guys Radio tonight. You haven't broadcast on Blog Talk.
Say that again.
I said you're not broadcasting on Satellite Guys Radio tonight. You haven't broadcasting on Blog Talk.
I got a virtual machine going with that same broadcaster that's connected to.
Say that's Dave's deal, but Dave, you're in trouble.
This. okay, that's crazy.
I put the link to Blog Talk so people can listen.
Well, logged in and it says it's true, so I don't know. That's true.
I'm gonna make sure every week I'm gonna put the link to Blog Talk now until we get it. Yeah, I thought for sure we was on both. I thought we got that figured out.
Apparently not.
Yeah, nowadays it's on no crap.
Yeah, I mean, I spent like 5 minutes trying to get a story.
I knew we laughed about it. Maybe, you know, it.
By the way, if you're listening, you got Mike Cole and Ralph coming up on, I keep wanting to say Access America, but now it's just on their own internet feed up there now.
I know Mike's tonight going to be talking about that LMBF he's got or is going to have soon to take care of. You want to get the G1 and mix it on two dishes if you have a sub and you live in the States.
Yeah, Mike's been on Satellite Guys a lot this week, so good seeing him there.
Well, yeah.
He's I consider him a pioneer satellite. Honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's seen more in satellite than all of us combined, and he's done it all, too.
Yeah, I've heard people this one way or the other with him, but, yeah, he's... Same thing with Rick Kaler, too. He's always been there for years and years and years with it. Not
Tom
as much
Taylor.
As Mike, but...
Tom Taylor. He said Rick.
I knew what?
You talked about Tom Taylor, right?
Yeah. Oh, did I say Rick?
Yep.
Yeah, you said Rick, yeah.
Oh, and I'm live, too.
I spent a week with Tom Taylor out in Nevada. And we actually went to see Brian from Satellite AV. We drove from Nevada to Brian's place. And it was the scariest time of my life.
Yeah.
Tom Taylor drove the car, and if you've ever driven to California before from Nevada, it's all these winding mountains.
Wow.
So you're looking down a couple hundred feet. There's no guardrails. In a lot of places, there's not enough room to get two cars by.
Oh, yeah.
And the entire time he's driving around these things, and you don't even want to look up the side of your window because you're going to think you're going off the cliff.
Yeah.
He's looking at you talking, and every time he turns his head and looks at you, he swerves his car. It's like hands and head were connected. So if you turn his head to the right, his hands would go to the right. And many times I thought we were going off that big cliff.
You've not been to North Carolina, have you? We got the same way here, you know, because we got one of the highest mountain peaks in the east, you know. Here. The same way here. But you used to drive it. I am. You don't think nothing about it. You just drive it like, you know, nothing, you know.
No,
and I've had people from someplace else riding with me that freak out. I'm like, why are you freaking out? You're going too fast. Slow down. You're going too fast. Slow down. I'm like, okay.
My wife's hands were white because she was with us. She was holding on to the...
Oh, I bet. Her knuckles was probably white as they could be.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was a fun time, though. We made it live. We got there. And Brian taught a bunch of us how to point dishes and... Showed us his warehouse and everything, so that was a good time.
Yeah.
Well, all right, guys, we're running over into the other guy's time, so I'm gonna cut out here.
Have a good night, Scott.
Have a good night.
Appreciate your comments, Scott.
All right,
bye bye. Well, Dave, looks like getting ready to wrap another show up.
Yes, sir.
Our fourth show.
What do they say? Same place, same time next week?
Yep, next week. Next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Somebody calling
Eastern
next
standard
week.
Standard time, but I was like, well, it's just like Eastern time because now it's daylight time and it's standard. It's like 8 p.m. Eastern time. Next week, be here.
Yep. Well, y'all have a good night.
Yep. From Satellite Guys Radio, this is KE4EST and Wally HTS.